The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison of the works of the Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said to him, Art thou be that was to come, or must we look for another? And Jesus answered and said to them, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that shall find in me no cause of offense. As these were going away, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say to you, among those born of women there has not risen a greater than John the Immerser. But the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Immerser till now, the kingdom of heaven is taken by violence, and men of violence seize upon it eagerly. For all the prophets and the law prophesied till John, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah that was to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the markets and calling to their companions, and saying, We have played on the pipe for you, and you have not danced. We have wailed for you, and you have not lamented. For John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they say he was a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a glutton, and a drinker of wine, a friend of publicans and sinners, yet wisdom is vindicated by her children. Then he began to reprove the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. Alas for thee, Chorazin! Alas for thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which have been done in you have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, thou which hast been exalted to heaven, shalt be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained till this day. But I say to you, it shall be more tolerable in the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son but the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light.